Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, thank you to the guys down at GCN for doing such a good job. And our producers on the other side, both of my sons, either Samuel or Judah, Buggy or Pickle, that's what we call them around here. But with that said, friends, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. And just wanted to tell you, thank you very much for, again, making this the number one show. And I'm reminding you that you have done that more than I'm reminding me that you have done that. Okay, so it's not an accolade for me. It's a thank you to you for making the show the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. And with that said, we are broadcasting into 153 cities across the country, as well as 53 countries. And again, we just wanted to tell you thank you very much for your trust. And really, that's what it comes down to, is your trust on so many different fronts. Now, friends, really quick, what we're going to be talking about is the kiss of death, going to extremes to allure people in to take in the vaccinations. It's unprecedented. What was it, Tacitus, that rightly said back in the days of the Roman Empire? He said, find out who you can't criticize. And he said, you'll find out who means to control you. I just got some new information concerning a whistleblower on the inside of Facebook. I want to play some audio video for you concerning that in just a moment. It only goes to solidify what we've always said, and there's more information coming out. And folks, if this doesn't define a criminal conspiracy on a global level concerning the globalists that the American peoples are tolerating, and people on a global level are tolerating, I don't know what does. And I'm going to play that for you in just a couple of moments. I also wanted to let you know, friends, we're going to cover a plethora of topics, and we're just going to get you up to date as to what's going on in the United States of America, playing cleanup here, friends, basically covering issues that most people want to turn and capitulate or run from because it's too hot of a topic. Well, that's what we're doing here. That's our objective here, friends, is to tell you the truth. And we are not here, friends, to be those that are leading up consensus. We are here to be that of the molder of consensus. In other words, we're leading the way by breaking ice. I know people like to talk about being on the cutting edge all day long, and it's like you listen to their cutting edge, and it's an absolute joke. It's like, are we serious here, friends? If everybody's really sick and tired of the establishment, per se, friends, concerning the corruption, where they continuously protect themselves in this alliance concerning this global order that they're trying to ally, folks, I'll tell you what, they're good for nothing. They really are. Salt is there to preserve. It's there to stop putrefaction. And if you're not going to be the salt of the earth, Matthew 5:13, I'll tell you what, you're good for nothing, just like Scripture says, only to be trodden under the foot of men. It's time that we deal with what's going on in this country so that we can preserve our country for our posterity. Again, we've got much to cover. Wanted to bring you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick. If you go over there, subscribe. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. 10 to 15 articles over there every day combating the lies in the mainstream media that big tech companies want to suppress. Also, with that said, friends, if you go to the right side of the page, you will find the morning show with Tim Brown and the afternoon show with myself here. You can also go over to that of beforeitsnews.com. We're up on the left side of the page, refreshing up on the left side of the page. Go ahead and click onto it. Join us on social media platforms. And if you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. Also wanted to give a real quick shout out to our friends in Rochester, Minnesota. Did radio yesterday, preached for an hour, drove 3 hours, preached for another 3 hours, and then we drove back another 3 hours. And what a great group of people out in Rochester, Minnesota. So we salute you. Thank you for having us, and we appreciate your trust. Now, one of the things that I covered this last week, friends, just so we can get into our minds as to what is actually taking place in this country. You know how when you hear about President Joe Biden, you know as well as I do, friends, he's not the president of anything. And we see, though, that the people have now submitted to him taking that position because they're afraid of being called names. They're afraid of being browbeaten. The way that the government and the mainstream media are hand in glove working to do step by step by step by step. And what am I talking about? Well, if you've just seen this recently, friends, here, I'm going to go ahead and show you this on social media platforms. It was an armed insurrection against the United States of America. This is how, what they're doing is they're accusing you, Americans, for standing up against their corruptions, but they're trying to incriminate you for doing so. But this is what Joe Biden said. He said it was an armed insurrection against the United States of America. No, it wasn't. They were paid provocateurs that were sent in, and it's all on film. And it's interesting that 80 million people allegedly voted in, oh, treasonous Joe, which you know as well as I do is not true, but he has to use our military, which happens to be our dads and our brothers and our cousins and our uncles and our neighbors and so on and so forth, against us to protect him from what 80 million people just did concerning their votes. Is anybody thinking here, friends? They're browbeating Americans into submission because they want to train you to submit to all of their abuses, and they want to send the message that there's absolutely nothing that you can do when it comes to their abuses and transgressions concerning the U.S. Constitution. That is, in fact, what is happening here. But again, what did he say? It was an armed insurrection against the United States of America. Again, keep in mind, they were paid provocateurs that were sent in, right? They send in the brown shirts, they create the problem, and then they publicly play the problem solver, right? That's what's going on here. He goes on and says, and those responsible must be held accountable. This is all a finger aimed at the American people. Again, what's the message? There's nothing that you can do concerning what we're doing when we transgress the Constitution in tearing it down in an attempt to recreate it in a global order. That is their message, friends. And they want to demonize and polarize anybody that dares stands out against their corruption. Well, you know what? Then so be it. Let's learn the history of our forefathers and trust God and deal with tyranny, friends, because rebellion towards tyranny and tyrants is obedience to God. One of the other things that I highlighted really quick, and I'll tee this up as quick as I can before this hard break. We know that Joe Biden cheated in law school. He got caught. We know that he lied about his grades. He got caught. He plagiarized his speeches. He got caught. He lied about his GPA. He got caught. He lied about his scholarships. He got caught. He sold the VP office to China. He got caught, just like Clinton did. Sold the VP president's office to Ukraine. He got caught. Committed quid pro quo to save his crackhead son. He got caught. Framed General Flynn. He got caught. Rigged the 2020 election, and he got caught. Can I ask you something, America? Why is it that you're not up in arms at this point? We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. This was just delivered to me right before the show today, and I thank you for my friends that are digging this information up. But it goes to show you what I've always said about Facebook, friends. If this does not define criminal conspiracy Americans, those that are listening to me in 53 different countries, if this does not define criminal conspiracy, what does it define out to be? This is a Facebook whistleblower who goes public amid suspension for leaking secret internal vaccine hesitancy documents to Project Veritas. I want you to hear it, and I want you to see it, friends, because, again, this is the information that they don't want you to see. Anything that goes against their narrative, friends, they are doing their best to censor it every step of the way. Check this out.
Policy is going to keep expanding until anything can violate it. What would happen if this was scaled larger and scaled to Twitter and the internet as a whole is way worse than anything that could happen from me getting fired from my job. To me, that it far outweighs that, because it's more about more than me. It's about it really everyone in the world.
It's almost like you're saying that your desire to follow your conscience outweighs any potential risk there might be to you from doing this.
Yes. I think that's also the main reason why people don't want to come out with it, because what if I have two kids, I have, you know, my wife, and if I lose my job, it's like, what do I do? But that's less of a concern to me.
Facebook insider Morgan Kamen chose to go on the record, an insider from Facebook, exposing what Facebook is
doing.
What
do you think will happen as a result of your going public?
It's going to lead to a general distrust in the general public of Facebook, even more than there already may be. And I think that a lot more people are going to be concerned about what's going on behind the scenes on their social media platforms.
Why don't you start by telling us what happened yesterday?
All right, so what happened yesterday was I was at work, and I got a message from my supervisor out of the blue, basically saying, go ahead and wrap up your area and clean up your stuff, gather your personal belongings, and meet me in a meeting room in the lobby of the building. They're
crazy.
Basically going to have me meet with the investigative team and grill me on this whole situation.
Facebook whistleblower goes public amidst suspension for leaking secret internal vaccine hesitancy documents
Facebook
to Project Veritas.
Uses classifiers in their algorithms to determine certain content to be what they call vaccine hesitant, or they call it vaccine hesitancy, and you have
listen
the
carefully.
User's knowledge. They assign a score to these comments that's called the VH score, the vaccine hesitancy score. And based on that score, will demote or leave the comment alone, depending on the content within the comment.
This is dangerous.
Our Facebook insider is a data center technician who leaked us multiple internal documents detailing an algorithm test being run on 1.5% of Facebook and Instagram's nearly 3.8 billion users worldwide. The goal? To, quote, drastically reduce user exposure to vaccine hesitancy in comments.
You'll see a lot of this difference in their public policy versus the private policy, where the public policy is very vague, it's very ambiguous, it's designed to be questioned because right. It's designed to be able to easily defend. But then if you look at the private policy, it's much, much more clear, much more specific. I think that they're trying to make it seem like they're not doing as much, or that they're just kind of like generalizing it, like, oh, well, we just have some robot that just tags your post and then, you know, we look at it. But I think they don't want people to know, oh, no, we actually have something that we made specifically for vaccine hesitancy. So basically, when they write this algorithm, it goes through Facebook content and it looks for certain keywords that are related to vaccination or, you know, not getting a vaccine and stuff like that. And it gives it a score, and the VH score means vaccine hesitancy, which is defined as being hesitant to get a vaccine, but not just like, well, I don't know, it's even, well, I saw a study that said that someone died that got the vaccine. That's vaccine hesitancy.
So this is a beta test. This is all a beta test.
Right, right.
And how big is this beta test?
They refer to the test size as 1.5%. I'm not exactly which pool that pulls from, but I think it's comments on authoritative health pages.
You seem to think that they've already rolled this out. Why do we believe they've already rolled this out?
In one slideshow that they have, they call it their weekly progress tracker.
Mm-hmm.
They actually lay all this out in a chart, and you can see it, you can look at the slides, they go by date. So we've got here, COVID-19 vax safety and efficacy, global, currently global, 13 languages, Facebook plus Instagram. All C19 vaccine, global, currently global, 66 languages. And the very first thing that brought me to the conclusion that they wanted to do this globally is they were developing it in, like, you know, as many languages as they could get their hands on.
So this is like a product launch almost.
Yeah,
Facebook.
Yeah. In their last quarterly report, they reported 2.79 billion.
What do you need, Americans? What do you need, what do you need?
According to these documents, Facebook tiers users 0 to 5 and a score 0 to 1.
All a controlled narrative every
system.
Step
yeah,
of the way concerning the vaccines.
This is what they're using to structure how they're going to judge this content on a scale to how vaccine hesitant.
Again, they're talking about vaccine hesitancy
right
now.
If it actually is, or if it's explicitly.
So in other words, what they're doing, friends, is, and it's just kind of skipping right now, but what they're trying to do, friends.
It's discouraging. In my opinion, the main reason why they built this was for the human.
See, what they're doing is setting the narrative, and they cannot have anybody counter their narrative. This Facebook insider, friends, is coming out and telling the world what, in fact, is happening. Facebook is shutting down, and we've known this for a long time, but when it comes to the vaccination, they're making sure that it is set in one direction, and it's favorable concerning their narrative. And he'll begin to cover more of this as he speaks out concerning this Facebook insider. His name is Morgan Kamen from the data center technician in Facebook. And he's coming out, friends, and he's telling us what we already knew. It's all being controlled. There can be nothing negative said about the narrative that they're attempting to send. And I'm just, again, reminding everybody, this is what I've been saying, and it's one of the reasons that I continuously come back out over and over again and share with you as to what Facebook is doing with us. All throughout the week, friends, I've noticed new restrictions on both of my accounts. Why? Because we're speaking out against the narrative. I've noticed just over the the last couple of days, friends, them dropping off my friends, and I believe what they're probably doing is going through my accounts and seeing who's active, who's not active, and they're taking the active followers and they're probably deleting them from my account. They will not allow new people to like either one of my accounts. Why? Because they don't want us communicating. And friends, this is my message to you. Begin to communicate, because listen, I was in Rochester, Minnesota, met a group of people, friends, a big group of people yesterday. And I was talking a little tiny bit about the narrative concerning the vaccination. I've never met him a day in my life. Nobody took the vaccination. Everybody was up in arms concerning what the media is doing and the big tech companies are doing when it comes to this narrative driving and being driven one way towards the American people. You'll also notice this Facebooker, as I always have, and he's about to share with you, he's going to start telling you things that I've been telling you over and over and over again, friends. And he's going to tell you the purpose of this censorship coming from big tech companies, namely Facebook right now, is they want to single you out. They want to single you out. They want to polarize you. They want you to feel like you're the only one standing up against what's going on out there. When in fact, if you communicate with your neighbors, you're going to find out a majority, 8 out of 10 people that you talk to, aren't going along with this narrative. See, this is how they're trying to manipulate the people into believing what they want you to believe in, nothing less and nothing more. Let's listen to
what they call raiders,
so
that they can use this as a reference when they. So if the algorithm can't make a decision on a certain post, it'll send it to a human raider. And then the human raider looks at it and they will make a decision on whether or not it's vaccine hesitant or not.
So we have tier two, indirect discouragement. And what happens when you are a tier two?
Basically, your comment is going to be suppressed. As to the scale of that suppression,
if you question the narrative, they will suppress it.
You have to look at it like a case-by-case basis. Mm-hmm. But what they're saying is it's going to get, they call it a position change. On some of these comments, you can see it'll say position change 7. And I'm not sure whether the 7 refers to like a 7%, or if it's just like 7 positions down in the comment chains.
So it's suppressed.
Yes.
We don't know the extent of the suppression.
Right.
And we've heard shadow ban. We've heard deboost. I have not heard position change. Facebook has not been shy about combating vaccine hesitancy, as reported in their own press release dated May 11th of this year. However, what they say publicly in their own policy doesn't scratch the surface of what is written in these internal leaked documents. If I read this correctly, Facebook is saying it doesn't matter if the story is true so long as it doesn't cause people to hesitate getting the vaccine. What's your read on this?
The borderline vaccine framework, shocking stories, potentially or actually true events or facts that can raise safety concerns.
That post was done by a user, and they've taken a screenshot and observed it
yes.
as part of the tier system.
Right. Yeah.
What about this gives them alarm?
How is this not scary? That would be considered indirect discouragement.
Indirect discouragement, which should be considered tier two.
So they're manipulating
right.
their employees as well.
This is an example of indirect discouragement of the
yes.
vaccine.
Questioning the vaccine, questioning anything involving the vaccine.
This was then demoted
yeah.
on Facebook.
Yeah,
so
one of the things that's important for people to check out, too, I'll put this on social media platforms just for the sake of time and getting to the topics that we have to share. Again, just showing you what's happening on the inside of Facebook, whistleblowers coming out. He also shared with us that 25% of the employees in Facebook see it for what it is, but yet why is it that they're not standing up and calling them out for who they are? Because they could pull down Facebook real quick. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office says the suspect in this week's mass shooting at a light rail yard in San Jose had a dozen guns and 20,000 rounds of ammunition at his home. According to police, he set his home on fire as he left for the shooting. On the morning, he opened fire at the San Jose light rail yard where he worked for 9 years. Sam Cassidy was scheduled to have a disciplinary hearing. Some of his co-workers had filed complaints that he had made racist comments. He also bragged in a threatening way to his co-workers about having firearms. Early on Wednesday morning, the 57-year-old showed up during a shift change heavily armed. They say he targeted certain people at the facility. He then turned the gun on himself. Investigators are still looking for a motive. This is USA Radio News. Thousands of residents have evacuated from the Democratic Republic of Congo's eastern city of Goma under threat from another eruption of Mount Nyiragongo volcano. The Congolese government has ordered up to 400,000 people to evacuate from the capital of North Kivu province. The volcano erupted a week ago. That eruption, which happened on May 22nd, killed over 30 people, and the Goma Volcanic Observatory is warning that there's a risk of a new eruption. After a 4.9 magnitude earthquake in the wake of the first eruption, geologists now believe that Nyiragongo may vent again. The volcanic eruption and earthquake have threatened an already vulnerable population in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. 33% of the population is severely food insecure. The Nyiragongo volcano is one of the largest in the world. Last week's eruption was the last large one since a 2002 eruption killed 250 people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Had to share that information with you, friends. Pretty crazy, but it's what we've continuously told the people. And we are continuously telling the people. You know, I'm just humored by some of you people that are talking about how God wins. You know, I know, God's on the throne, right? God's going to do what God's going to do, right? I got a question. All of you good, professed, biblically illiterate ones, where do you come into play? You're sitting back waiting for God to do for you what he's already commanded you to do, and yet you fail in duty. You're a derelict when it comes to your duty, and you want to sit there and point the finger back at God as if to suggest he's the one that's responsible for what's happening in this country right now, when he's already looked at the church and said, listen, if you love me, then keep my commandments. Establish judgment within the gate. Establish righteousness and peace within the gate. No, God's going to win. God always wins. Yep. Are you really that ignorant, people? Are you really that biblically illiterate? Why do we have a military? What's the military used for? I mean, let's just say in a constitutional context, what is the military used for? It's used to establish what? Righteousness. What does our military do? Well, before they serve we the people, they swear to, before God and man, to uphold the Constitution, just like politicians do, right? So what do? We stand back and we watch our military go over to third world countries, let's say in the constitutional context, and what do? They fight off tyrants that are not ruled by God. But now look at the American people do it, especially in the church. Well, they now have been taught to submit and to bend the knee to the likes of the tyrants of the day. when in fact it's their job and it's their obligation before God and man to stand up against tyranny in their own backyard, but they failed to do it. But guess what, friends? We got all these smart people online right now, namely on Top Chat, telling us how God wins. Oh, he does win. Either God's going to be glorified in your salvation, or he's going to be glorified in your destruction. You're exactly right. But he looks to the church to obey, to establish judgment and righteousness within the countries. And the fact of the matter, especially in America today, 86% that profess to be Christians, and over 300,000 pulpits, what did we see over the last 13 and 14 months? Them do nothing but bow the knee to Caesar. They bowed the knee to Caesar. Rather than obeying Christ and throwing off tyranny, what do? They bent the knee and they submitted to tyranny. And what do? They in turn condemn, add salt, or what do? They add insult to injury by saying, well, you know, God wins. You know, God wins, yeah, yeah, he does. And just like I said, he's either going to be glorified in your salvation or in your destruction. You're right. Check out Deuteronomy 28, verse 63 when you get a moment. You're exactly right. We're going to take Diana from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Diana?
Hello. I think the phrase God wins comes from the Q PSYOP Bible. It's a very...
I think you're right, Diana. Exactly. Yeah. The Q and nonsense. Yeah, right.
Right? Listen, God hated Esau. This fool was willing to trade his inheritance for a bowl of soup.
Yep.
And you know what? I just praise Jesus for this young man, this gallant whistleblower. Whether this guy is saved or not, I just pray that today is the day of his salvation. What he has done is remarkable, and there ought to be a whole team of young men, old men, young people, old people, it doesn't matter, that are willing to stand up. And I'm reminded of a verse from Mark 8 that says, 36 and 37, that says, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
That's right. You know, when I got it up on social media platforms right now concerning Project Veritas, Diana. And it's interesting. Yes. If you look at James and if you look at the whistleblower, they're both young people. And, you know, just let me ask one question. Why do you suppose it is that they feel that they have to stand up and fight?
Well,
well, because they see the older generation has left them the issues in which they have to face off with now. They have not a future and a hope if they don't stand up and fight. And the problem that we see in this country is wisdom is justified by our children. We can look around the horizon. We can look at the landscape from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Texas all the way to Minnesota, and we can see what it is that our dads and our moms, in many cases our grandpas and our grandmas, have left us. They've enjoyed their prosperity, and they forgot about their kids. Now the fact of the matter comes that we are going full circle, where we now have to stand up and fight off what they failed to fight off, which in fact in so many cases actually succumb to. And again, look what we have to deal with now. But notice it's the young people that are standing up and saying, hey, look, this is what's going on inside these big tech companies. Look what's happening inside the churches. Look what's happening inside of government. They're the ones exposing the corruption. The old people are sitting back like, you know, it's their time to retire now from what it is that they've in so many ways have advocated through their apathy. Diana, it's shameful, but I praise God that there is young people that are standing up and working righteousness. As a matter of fact, if you read Acts 10:35, what does it tell us? It tells us, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. And that's exactly what the Lord is doing. He's bringing this young man, saved or unsaved right now, that is in fact working righteousness by telling the truth, Ephesians 5:11. And what's happening? We're now aware all the more as to what we're up against. And again, just like you said, parroting what you said, I praise God for these young people that are standing up and doing it the way that they're doing it in such a fashion, right? Because I believe that we can win the day. I'll give you the last word, Diana.
Well, I meet people of every age group, and most of the people that are probably, I'm in my mid-50s, but people that are 10 years older than me are just they know it's wrong, but they think it's over, and there's nothing they can do or want to do.
And who told them that?
Quitters. And you know what? I'm not going to make a very good commie. And, you know, I wasn't born in a test tube, and so the government, I don't belong to them.
Yeah.
And they're not going to tell me what I'm going to do and what I'm not going to do. I will do
Amen.
As the Lord leads me. And I thank God, and I pray for these young people, because I think...
Yes, and I'm with you exactly 100%. I want, you know, it's interesting too, Dinah, that we're now talking about, well, Memorial Weekend. And I have something pulled up in front of me right now, and I'm going to go ahead and just show my social media platforms. It's Memorial Weekend this week. I mean, I think there's a lot of people that are throwing their hands up, and they're throwing their hands up not that they want to actually, not that they lack the hope of actually getting to the other side. It's they don't do anything because they don't want to do anything. But I have on social media platforms right now a meme that just pulled up, and it's your day at the beach this weekend. Guess what families all across America are going to be doing? They're going to be going to the beach. They're going to be partying. They're going to be hanging out, doing what they do. And in some cases, you know what, rightfully so. But if we consider what happened on June 6, 1944, and put that into perspective, what those boys did, many of them getting off on the Higgins boats, and before they even put their foot on the beaches there in Normandy, they were shot dead by the Germans. See, what we have today is a bunch of people in this country that don't understand that someone had to fight, bleed, and die to give them the freedoms that they have. And guess what they do? They just throw their hands up in the air and they say, oh, well, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. And really what it comes back to, again, Diana, is the fact that they don't want to do anything about it because they're not thankful for the freedoms that they have today. They think that it just kind of blew into existence. No, that's not what happened. There's freedom nowhere on this planet where someone first didn't sacrifice themselves to give you the freedoms that you have. And the question that I have to ask everybody listening to me today is, what are you doing with that gift of freedom? Are you standing back and saying there's nothing that we can do about what's going on? Or is it time, out of gratitude for those that sacrificed themselves in giving us the freedoms that we have, to stand up and fight off the very tyrants in third world countries that we should be fighting off in our own country? Call it what you will, but out of a heart of gratitude towards God and what he did for me through Jesus Christ on Calvary, bleeding Calvary red as the propitiation for the sins of the world, I'm going to stand up like the Word of God tells me to, and I'm going to live for what they died for and what he died for, first and foremost, in the natural and firstly in the spiritual, friends. Where are the American people? I mean, that's the real question. Where are the people today that understand that someone died to give them what they have today? You know, as they say, freedom wasn't given unto you to do what you want to do. Freedom was given unto you to do what you ought to do. And I'm telling you what, I'm not talking about slave servitude. No, that's not what this is. I'm a son, not a slave. And because of gratitude, which is the mother of holiness, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to stand up and understand what it is that our boys did and what they fought off and the laws that they meant to uphold. And I'm going to live for what they died for in the natural, just like I'm living first and foremost for what Jesus Christ died for me in the spiritual. And again, what we need to do is get back and understand a whole lot of people died sacrificing themselves, young men who never had lives, who never got married, who never had children, who never had homes, because they decided in honoring God and his word by fighting off tyrants. And I'm talking right now about the greatest generation. I can talk about World War I. I can talk about World War II. I can talk about Korea. I can talk about Vietnam. I can talk about Afghanistan. I can talk about Iraq, friends. Why don't we consider what those guys did for us? Because really, out of gratitude, which is the pearl to the church, Christ crucified, and the pearl to Americans are the veterans that sacrificed themselves to give us what we have today. If you really understood that, I wouldn't have to be on the radio telling you exactly what this weekend is all about. And this isn't a once a year for Bradley Dean. Oh, no. This is every day of my life. I live for these guys. I live for what they did for us, because these are the greatest heroes known to mankind outside of Christ. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long-forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got a quick question coming from Beverly in Michigan. By the way, if you want to call in, Sons of Liberty, I'm sorry, 1-866-582. It's been a long week, folks, and yesterday was a long day. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We have Beverly calling in from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Beverly?
Hey there, brother. Couple of things that I've been wanting to call in, and I thank you for taking my call. First and foremost, I always like to point to the Word of God, because it is our light. It is our, it is the absolute rock on which we stand. And I've been reading in Proverbs chapter 1. It's too long to take time on the air, but I'd just like to give it to you and your listeners so they can read it when they have a moment. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 through 33.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely a clear picture of what is happening in our nation.
Great point.
We are eating the fruit of our ways, Bradley.
Amen. Amen.
And obviously the heathen, we need to pray for their salvation, because there's no wisdom in them anyways.
Yeah.
The Word's very clear about that.
Right.
However, I think as a church, as the elect, we also must see ways, and again, I highlight those passages in Proverbs. They are just rock solid, and they will convict, and when we are convicted, we repent, and that is the way that God is going to be lifted up and glorified in this. So we got to stand together on the truth.
Amen.
The other thing that I would like to say is, you know, this is just an unprecedented time. We all know that. And, you know, you hear people say, oh, well, you know, I can't make a difference. So, you know, they're just going to stand back and let you know, these evil predators have their way. Well, I say no.
Amen.
So I would just like to offer this up. There is a website called NVIC. It's the National Vaccine Info Center. And the listeners can go there and see what bills are being proposed by their legislators in every state. And it is our duty to call them and say, vote for this. And you know, I did that, Bradley. I called my representative and he said, oh my God, he said, we need more voices. The government is to serve us.
Yep.
So I encourage your listeners, it's nvic.org. Go there, see what bills are, and there is a ton of them related to anti-vaccine mandates, passports, mandatory vaccinations. They're all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. You know what, Beverly, I appreciate you. I really do, and you're exactly right. It always goes back to there's not enough people. There's not enough people. But I'll tell you where you'll always find those there's not enough people. They'll be at the movie theaters. They'll be at the football games. They'll be at the baseball games. They'll be in Las Vegas. They'll be at Walt Disney World. And it's absolutely amazing what it is that their hearts are attached to. And they're really idols is what they are. I mean, you have now got 330 million people that have given a pass to a government that has illegally sanctioned the murder of over 60 million babies. And it's interesting because, as you said earlier, you know, we're just reaping what we've sowed. That's exactly what's happening. Numbers 32:23, our sin is finding us out. But I told my wife earlier, Beverly, I told my wife this earlier. I said, it's interesting. We've allowed this government to literally do whatever it wants to whatever country it wants to. And do you think for one moment if the people in this country are going to allow that government to do it to them, that soon enough they're not going to turn and do it to us? Because that's exactly what's happening today. It's exactly what's happening today, and it's the judgment of God. And it goes back to what Whitfield said, Beverly, George Whitfield, the Great Awakening preacher. He said, either God's going to be glorified in your salvation, or without a shadow of a doubt, he's going to be glorified in your destruction. And America's way too young to die. I totally appreciate you, Beverly. I hope to hear back from you again. I want to say this, too. Ephesians 5:14 comes to my aid. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. And when she brought me over, when Beverly just brought me over to Proverbs, I just instantly knew where she was going. And I want you to hear what she had to say. This is Proverbs 1, verse 22. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. The Lord said in verse 23, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit upon you, and will make known my words unto you. But he says, because I've called and you have refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but you have set at naught all of my counsel and would have none of my reproof. This is what the Lord said in return. He said, I will also laugh at you when your calamity comes. He said, I will mock you when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as a desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. Remember the dream I had 13 months ago, listeners. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me. But the Lord said, I will not answer them. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they hated knowledge and did not come to choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my counsel. They despised waste all of my proof. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way, said Beverly. She's exactly right. And be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, right? And the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth, listen carefully unto me, the Lord said, shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. What a promise. What a promise. What a blessing and what a curse it will be. Because if you listen to what was just stated, friends, making reference to Proverbs 1 by that of Beverly in Michigan, that is right on the smack. Right on, bingo. Right bullseye, friends, is exactly what that was. And again, I totally appreciate you, Beverly. What I want to do, I have hour two coming up, and I want to hit some more topics concerning what's going on here. Obviously, we're hitting the information again that's being censored or withheld from the mainstream media. And folks, I got to tell you this. The topic of the day is just this. Kiss of death. Going to extremes to allure people in. Yesterday, I shared with people just when you didn't think that it got any crazier in so many words. It did, right? They're coming up with these little apps for your phone, for dating services, for the vaccinated, right? And it's just like, oh, okay, everything is just going that direction. And the reason they're doing this is because their narrative fell apart a long time ago. And I shared with you before, and I say it again, not only are the CDC and the WHO and the military and the frontline health workers refusing the jab, but so are NIH employees refusing the jab. And I want to reiterate the point that if that doesn't tell you anything, I can't help you. I really can't, right? I'm going to come back on the other side. I'm going to show you some audio, some video and audio. You're going to hear some audio. And I also want to bring you over just to show you how sleazy, this is really the word. I don't even like using the word. I really honestly don't. But how sleazy they have become in alluring people to take the vaccination. Las Vegas is now offering, through their strip clubs, hosting COVID-19 vaccine event Friday nights. You know, really what it comes down to? It's time for Americans to understand that have refused his reproof. Prepare to meet your God, because that's exactly what this is all about. This is a judgment upon the heads that refuse to take heed to the Word of God. And you can rest assured, friends, we're going to see more of this. If you want to check us out online, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe over there, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have social media platforms on the right side. We have everything you need on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, subscribe over on our Rumble page, which we have to rebuild. You can see, friends, just my last show had 40,000 people just on that outlet. If I go over to Facebook right now, it's absolutely interesting. I have about 192 people on there, and I have over 735,000 friends, but where I have 40,000 people watching me is where I have a brand new subscription of only 2,600 people. How does that work, friends? That's called no censorship taking place over on Rumble. Americans, do you understand that this is all aimed at you? So subscribe over there on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on my Rumble page, as well on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com on the front page there. And if you want to call in, please do. We have another hour coming up, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, it's going to get sleazy, and we're going to keep it in a biblical perspective. And we're going to use it in a biblical way, but it's going to get sleazy. There's no other way to say it. And again, I don't even like using the word. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.